In April, I went hiking in the Coronado National Memorial in southern Arizona. Turkey vultures soared above us on the hot wind, and alligator juniper trees offered up meager shade on a trail that led to the international boundary with Mexico. Truth is, I didn't get very far. The path was closed off with an orange plastic fence, and it wouldn't be until about a month later when I fully understood why. There she goes. Straight up into the sun.
I'm going to fly this drone up to the top of this peak here.
It's now late May. I'm back at the border with a drone pilot named Miles Traphagen. We're in a completely different part of the state, but the story is the same.
They've blasted a notch through the mountain that's right on the border.
Traphagen works for an environmental group called the Wildlands Network. The drone is giving him a bird's eye view of a mountaintop that's been blown to pieces.
You can't put it back together. Once you've blasted off the top of this mountain, you know, there's really no going back.
You might have guessed by now that Donald Trump's border wall was supposed to cut right through here. In fact, I could easily pick up a loose chunk of the mountain and throw it at a brand new section of 30-foot steel fence. The wall just stops in the desert a few feet from where we're standing. The blasting went silent on January 20th when Trump left office. Now Traphagen's trying to map the scars that remain. Well done.
Yeah, we did it. Successful flight. I'm ground truthing locations on the border to, one, identify the gaps that are in the border fence, and to also document places that are in immediate need of restoration that could be a public safety hazard, air quality when the wind blows.
As it is now. And would you say this is one of them?
This is definitely one of these. You can see that there's no fencing that said, you know, keep out. So anybody could essentially walk up here and not even know the danger that they might be in.
After the drone goes quiet, it feels like we're the only presence out here, aside from a few federal agents in white trucks.
Well, they're in a hurry, aren't they?
Yeah, Border Patrol truck scooting off there.
Yeah.
But there is plenty of trash and debris, unused piles of rebar and steel stacked up along the road, and plastic-lined retention ponds full of precious groundwater used to mix concrete, now just evaporating under the sun. So, how common is this along the 900-mile border?
Very common. What I'm very concerned about are the cascading effects of the border wall when you have a very unstabilized situation like this.
And that is why I couldn't finish my hike the month before. A park ranger told me that even though construction had stopped, the area was still too unsafe to walk on.
And so, where do we go from here? I think some of the damage, to be honest with you, is irreparable.
Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva represents this district along the border. The Democrat also chairs the House Committee on Natural Resources. He recently asked the Government Accountability Office to investigate the extent of the damage. And last week, the GAO agreed.
We are hoping the GAO report provides, you know, the credible third-party independent analysis that will kind of prod some of my colleagues to remediate, restore, and in some instances, remove the damage that has been done.
Let me propose a counter-argument to you. There will be some who say the best way to clean up these sites is to just finish the construction. What do you say to that?
I think that's an ideological position more than it is a security position. But having said that, if we were to continue that, what we see now, would not only would it be permanent, it would also be worse.
The question of whether to finish the wall is rhetorical for now. All told, the former president built about 450 miles of it between the U.S. and Mexico, most replacing existing barriers with a much more imposing structure. And the current president doesn't plan for more.
There will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration.
That does not fly with Republicans, who are quick to blame the Biden administration for the surge of migrants that have crossed the border this year.
Stop and fix what's already done and finish it.
Mark Daniels is the Republican border sheriff of Cochise County, Arizona.
Right now we have a border, international border, that's in disarray. You have gaps in the fence that's not complete. You have gates not put up. You have cables out of the ground.
Danil says the unfinished border wall is just another sign that the Biden administration isn't taking security seriously, even though Vice President Kamala Harris was in Guatemala yesterday warning migrants not to come. Daniels says drug smugglers are sneaking through the unfinished wall and then using the new roads to slip past Border Patrol.
So the cartels are exploiting that. They're exploiting that. We see it every day.
We asked the White House if there was a plan to clean up the abandoned construction sites. The answer was not yet. A spokesman said the new administration has shored up soil erosion along a 14-mile stretch of wall in San Diego and fixed a hole in a floodgate in Hidalgo County, Texas. Back at the Arizona-Mexico border, I did see signs that smugglers are getting through. Miles Traphagen and I are trudging up a steep hill about 5 miles as the crow flies from our first stop. It took 2 hours of driving over washboard dirt roads to get here.
You can see the barbed wire fence. That's the international boundary right there.
Oh, that's not much.
Yeah.
When you think of where we came from, this isn't much, you know? Yeah. What a difference.
Yeah. As you can tell by my breathing, just getting up and over these slopes is a challenge.
Oh my. Oh, that is amazing.
This is where we wanted to see.
Look at this view.
It is a view you cannot forget. Mountain peaks in every direction, some that reach as far as the Gulf of California. Vermilion flycatchers and Inca doves perch in the juniper and oak trees, and a gentle breeze rustles through a field of grass that is as golden as the sun.
There is no human presence. The only thing I'm seeing is a marker, an aerial marker, so they can see where the borderline is.
Hmm.
Why is this stretch of the border just a barbed wire fence when what we saw just a couple of miles away was 30-foot steel wall?
Well, the reason why we're only seeing barbed wire fence here is because they didn't get to this. They were on track to blast through these mountains and create a road and access. And so what we're looking at is an 8-mile gap. They just were not able to complete the border wall.
If the election had turned out differently, do you think this would be a construction site today or soon?
Oh, definitely. If President Biden had not won the election, we would be standing on a 60, 80-foot wide road right now, blasted through these mountains with a 30-foot border wall and stadium lighting to follow it up.
And just to demonstrate how different this barrier is, I'm going to just walk through this barbed wire fence, ducking underneath, passing through. There's no sign here that says we just crossed an international boundary, but for all intents and purposes, we're in Mexico.
Traphagen is using his binoculars to scope out the ridgetops. Though it feels like we're alone, there's a chance we are not.
Even the fence that we went through, you could tell that it's been traversed. There's a trail, a clear trail that goes through it, and the middle two strands had been cut. Things happen here. At nighttime, things begin to roam and move, and it's historically always been that way.
So listen, there's people who will say, well, that is the exact reason why we need a fence right here. A big one, to stop those people from coming through that barbed wire fence.
Yeah, the problem with the border wall is that it's basically using a hammer to kill a fly.
In other words, he says blasting through this wilderness to finish the wall would do more harm than good, block animals from moving through, and desecrate this pristine landscape. As the shadows of the afternoon get longer, Traphagen points out one more thing that's visible from this hilltop. A Border Patrol outpost, a few hundred yards away, has its camera pointed right at us.